What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said traits, and whatnot. Today's episode is going to be about Christmas time with a narcissist, because the holidays are upon us, y'all. If you survived that, well, first of all, let me go ahead and say, if you survived Thanksgiving with your toxic person, narcissistic person, whatever, congrats. You made it this far, but buckle up. Buckle up your safety belt, because you're going to ride in Santa's sleigh. You're dumping out coal in people's houses, especially yours. So, a lot of people understand the dynamic that a lot of narcissistic people don't like the holidays, especially Christmas. And this is my reasoning behind my dislike of Christmas. We got gifts as kids. It wasn't any kind of holiday trauma for me, because some narcissistic people can experience holiday trauma. Some narcissistic people can experience it. It's like they can experience their holiday trauma. They can experience holiday issues and things like that, or have bad, or just get let down so much on holidays that they just don't care for. You know, but me personally, all my Christmases growing up were good. We got pretty much everything we wanted. Yeah, my mama worked hard. But the dynamic goes that I just think Christmas is fake. And I think a lot of narcissistic people might feel the same way. I just think the holiday season is fake. It's just like gifts and giving and things like that. You know, just like, oh, you love somebody, give them a gift or whatever. Like, if somebody really loves you, if somebody really loves you, like, if you don't give them a gift, how would they act? You know what I mean? I just feel like it's so commercialized. Like, what did they do this? You know, I just like, where is this at? Show me where Christmas is a time for, you know, Santa Claus. And I didn't see Santa Claus. I did not see Santa in the Bible. You know what I mean? Unless I missed that chapter or that, you know, whatever, I did not see Santa Claus in the Bible at all. You know what I mean? So I just feel like it's fake. I feel like it's so commercialized and just fake love, fake stuff like this. So I just don't like it. I just feel like I get irritated. And my, you know, when narcissistic people typically get irritated, they act out, they lash out, they retreat within themselves. They give you the silent treatment. They might rage out. They might stonewall you and pretend you don't exist. They might disappear around the holidays and things like that. You know what I mean? They might go with you. They might travel with you and things like that to your destination, but they might cause a ruckus on the way there. They might do all of this stuff, but at the end of the day, they might treat you. They end up treating you terribly. You know what I mean? They might not get you a gift. I hear. Yeah, I have some friends in toxic relationships and stuff like that get the worst gifts. You know, they go all out for their toxic person, their narcissistic person, right? They go all out for that narcissistic person, but the narcissist gets them, like, you know, a shoe rack or a packet of seeds to start a garden. I know it's horrible, y'all, but like, seriously, a packet of seeds or whatever. Or they lie about, you know, gifts being lost in the mail. This is with kids as well. This is not just with significant others and parents and stuff like that. This is with kids as well. You know what I mean? So they'll lie about, oh, I sent that gift in the mail, it should be there, but the gift they sent in the mail never arrives. You see what I'm saying? The gift that they let the kids around, they let the kids down around the holiday season as well. This is the holiday season. If you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, is a time for letdowns, a time for stress, a time for anxiety, a time for, you know, maybe weight gain and just animosity, when it doesn't really have to be that way. And look, I'm not telling y'all to leave your toxic relationship, because I know people look at my page and somehow think that I'm the harbinger of relationship breakups, like breaking up families or something like that. Like, I'm the harbinger of like, you see, if somebody's watching a Lee Hammack video, that means like your relationship has a expiration date on it or something like that. I'm not the harbinger of breaking up with people. I'm the harbinger of holding people accountable and people holding themselves accountable to a decent standard, at least. You know what I mean? That's what I do. I don't tell people, hey, now if you're getting your ass beat or something like that, I just tell you to bounce. I'll say that. If they put their hands around your neck, if they put their hands around your throat or done something in that against something of that ilk, then yeah, I tell you to bounce. But so everything else, I'm just like, look, do what you need to do. You mean, what does happiness look like for you and things like that? So every hot, so I think a lot of people, one of the biggest things that people tell themselves, like it's not a lie, but it's one of the biggest kind of things that people tell themselves to get them caught up in relationships like this and get them stuck, is that you think things are going to get better. Do you know what I mean? I'm gonna do a full video on this right here, but I'm gonna just give you a snippet right here. You think that things are going to get better. Maybe next year, they won't act a fool around Christmas. Maybe next year, when the holiday season approaches, I won't get nervous and gain weight or lose weight and stop eating. Maybe next year I'll do this. Maybe next year I'll do that. You know what I mean? It gets to that dynamic and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? So maybe next year. Maybe next year. It's always maybe next year. You see what I'm saying? That's how a lot of narcissistic people and toxic people operate. Maybe next year. So when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, you have to understand this dynamic. But like next year, and it doesn't happen, you're going to drive yourself crazy. And they're going to be a catalyst of you driving yourself crazy, because they're not going to change. They're not going to offer anything else to you. I mean, will it get a little better sometimes? Yeah, maybe. But does it, like, is a little bit better enough for you? You know what I mean? Because me, myself, I give gifts on the holidays, y'all. I'm not a fuddy-duddy. I do give gifts and things like that. So some narcissists will give gifts, but I don't like to participate pretty much. You know what I mean? I'm just like, cool, let's open this up. Let's open the gifts so we can get the living room clean. You know what I mean? That's how it was. I'm better now because I've been in therapy for 5 years. You know, I actually enjoy watching my kids open gifts and stuff up that they weren't expecting. You know what I mean? But overall, yeah, I'm ready for it to be done and over with. Christmas trees, like all these trees, like, this is how my mind works. All these trees got to die for people to put gifts underneath them. So the Santa to come through in his red suit. And yeah, I just like, it's just so commercialized, y'all. I just do not like Christmas. I know a lot of, and look, let me go ahead and say this as well. You might not like Christmas either, but that does not make you a narcissist. I know people just, I don't like Christmas. Am I a narcissist? Like, how did I put that together? That is not in the, not liking Christmas is not in the DSM-5, y'all. It just isn't. You know what I mean? It isn't in the DSM-5. Not liking Christmas is not in the DSM-5. I'll just tell you that straight up. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, you know, Christmas time is going to be, it's going to be tumultuous, y'all. So you have to stay prepared. You have to stay ready. Your mind doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? So I just tell people all the time, if you're dealing with narcissists or you're dealing with toxic people, this is how it goes. I promise you, mindset over everything, you know? So I was just telling you, like, stress, like pretty much for Christmas, y'all, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So I tell people to choose the damned that you can live with the most. Choose the damned that you can have a decent life with. You may choose that damned, because you're going to get it anyway. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen anyway. Whether or not you want them to participate or not, they're going to be fuddy-duddies. They're going to ruin Christmas. They're going to ruin your holiday. And you're going to be mad as hell again, over and over and over and over again. Your kids are going to be sad over and over and over and over again. For what? For this one person to participate? I'm just telling y'all, it's going to be year in and year out. And it doesn't get better without some kind of serious, honest, vulnerable psychotherapy or something like that. I'm just being honest with you. Just keep it hot. Keep it real. You know? I'm not telling you to leave them, but that means you want to hurt a narcissist, leave. You really want to hurt a narcissist, leave their ass around the holidays. Even though they don't like the holidays, it will damn near destroy them if you leave them around the holidays. Yikes. I just thought about that. If you do leave a narcissist around the holidays, it will damn near destroy them. Of course, we got the leaf blowers out here today, y'all, so I have to cut this thing short. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.